It's like coming back to a family. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Jesus. Before we start, I want to share two scriptures to encourage all of you, but also to encourage myself as well. The first scripture is in Colossians.
3章第2节 哥罗西书3章第2节
It's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2.
我相信这个经节大家都很熟悉。 哥罗西书是我蛮喜欢的一本书，因为它很接近那个人的心理。
And I'm sure many of you are familiar with this verse, and actually Colossians is one of my favorite books in the Bible because the words within this book, you know, are, you know, close to our hearts. So let's read this together. It says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And isn't this easy to remember? You know, to just focus on what's above.
你除了礼拜天以外, 你有没有思念天上的事情?
Besides Sunday, are you in your everyday life, are you thinking about heavenly things or are you only thinking about earthly things?
所以我是劝劝大家，礼拜天很好，你们来聚会，很好，很好。但是除了礼拜天以外，也要思念天上的事情哦。So
I want to encourage you. Yes, it's good, you know, to come on Sunday. To think about heaven, but on, in your everyday life, you know, think about things from above.
每天我们都要想的那个地上的事情，同时要想的地上的事情呢，我们更应该想到天上的事情。You
know, in our everyday lives, we have to think about earthly things, but if we have to think about earthly things, how much more important is it for us to think about the heavenly things?
地上的时间长还是天上的时间长啊？天上的时间长，所以要多想天上的事情嘛，对不对？你。After
all, you know, what's longer? How much time do we have on earth? You know, do we spend more time on earth or will we spend more time in heaven? And because we're going to spend so much time in heaven, it's important for us. Think about those things.
我要给大家讲的就是说，我们怎么样子把人从地上的事情、想地上的事情，转回到想天上的事情。
And so I want all of us to think about how we can take, you know, turn around our thinking from earthly things to shifting to thinking about heavenly things.
我们再请看哥罗西书四章第二节，两个都很简单，都是四章二节，好不好？And
so let's look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, and it's pretty easy to remember. Both are the second verses.
来，我们一起来读啊，看到了没有？
Let us read it together.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
这里面呢有两件事情啊，告诉我们，经过这两件事情呢，可以想到天上的事情。Verse
2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And in fact, these verses tells us how we can think about the heavenly things.
这个恒切祷告啊，是一个天线，这个人恒切的祷告。
这个天上我们到达谁那里去啊？啊，道主那里去。那个师母讲对了，我们这个恒切的祷告，那个主耶稣在上面干什么？主耶稣坐了父神的右边，不断的为我们祷告，对不对？对不对？所以我们地上的恒切祷告就通到这个天线，通到天上的耶稣那里去了。
So the first thing here is to be devoted in prayer. And what does that mean? You know, when we're devoted to prayer, we have this connection, direct connection to heaven. And, you know, when we have that prayer, when we have that prayer life, you know, where does it go to? And it goes to, you know, our Heavenly Father. In fact, Jesus, you know, sits at the right hand of God. And what is he doing? He is praying for us. He's interceding for us. So when we are devoted to prayer, you know, it's connected. We're connected to heaven.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，所以我们居家过日子的时候啊，要常常祷告。你下班回来开汽车的时候，你也可以用方言祷告，对不对？你做什么事情，你随时随地可以方言祷告，随时随地可以有悟性的祷告，随时随地你也心里思念天上的事情，对不对？那你就给我们的主耶稣他在我们父神面前的线连接在一起了，我们的天线与他接通了。
So brothers and sisters, every day we should, you know, even after doing all the things we have to do in our daily lives, we should pray. You know, whether it's coming back from work, you're on the car driving, you know, you can pray to God. You can pray in tongues. You can meditate on God's words. Either way. When we have this prayer life, we are able to be connected, be in direct connection with our Heavenly Father.
好，非常好。那第二个事情呢，我们要看地线在哪里呢？这个地线就是恒切祷告。啊，恒切祷告，下面就是什么东西呢？就是警醒谢恩，警醒感恩。所以这个我们人，基督徒一定要感恩。感恩的话是一个地线，你跟上帝感恩。刚才那个你读那个亚巴古书，哈巴古书 ，sorry， 哈巴古书，为他的救恩给我们的救恩来感恩。啊，然后呢，也要为在我们周遭的人里面啊，我们要感恩，因为神命定我们活在世界上。命定这一批人围绕在我们面前，把我们的那个生命啊有改变，所以这个有一个人的生命改变啊，就是地线。你不会感恩上帝，你也不会感恩人的话，你这个人不能够思想上面的事情。
So the first thing here again, you know, besides our heavenly connection, which is our devotion to prayer.There's also this, you know, earthly connection in a sense, in which here in the second part of the verse talks about being watchful and thankful. In fact, you know, this is dealing with our relationships with others. God actually calls us to be thankful. That's something that we have to do as a believer, as a Christian. We can't have, you know, only our connection to heaven. We also need this connection to others to have this thankfulness throughout our lives.
那个我是在想啊，弟兄姐妹们啊，我们应该啊，就是说过一个感恩的生活。当我们有一个人有一个感恩的生活的时候啊，你这个不但是地线通了，你的心灵也愉快了，对不对？你那个 joy 马上就过来了， joyful noise， 我们心里面一喜乐。喜乐的心乃是良药，就是我们就是对人对事就是有另外的一个看法了。所以这个我们人必须要感恩。那个在家你还做孩子的时候，你要为上帝感恩，也要为你的父母亲兄弟姐妹来感恩，都是神赐给我们的。你这个地线不通的话，这个天线没有办法通。
And so, brothers and sisters, I think it is very important for us to be thankful, because, you know, it's important for us to, because when we are thankful, it's an attitude, but it also allows us to actually have more joy in our lives. And we also need to be thankful, you know, for the people that God has put around us, you know, our family members, just everything in our lives, because,
yeah. 心里有感动的话可以来唱这个诗歌 我看到这个诗歌的时候我就 真是好 真是你没有字打上去了对不对那个第一句话就是今生若比永生长让我们吃喝玩乐吧
So there's actually a song. There's a song that I think is very good to remind us, to help us to be thankful. And the first verse of this this hymn talks about how. This life is more than just eating and drinking.
So, 今生若比永生长, 让我们暂取金灵, 珠宝, 今生, 弟兄姐妹啊, 今生啊, 没有比永生长, 你暂取了所有的金灵, 啊, 暂取, 你永生在哪里啊? 你永生在哪里啊? 所以弟兄姐妹, 这个诗歌呢, 引人深思的，他后来有写的，可是谁不晓得今生不比永生长？这结尾，今生不比永生长。然后下面一句呢？那，
So the, basically the next few verses of the song talk about how it reminds us of. You know where eternity is. You know, because our life here is not is much shorter than our life in eternity.
那个下面一句，人若赚得全世界，你赔上了自己的生命。
And if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul,
你得到什么？
Then what do you gain? 人就没有，所以这首歌呢是今生跟永生的一个比较。And so, you know, if you do that, then you lose everything. And so it reminds us, you know, about the difference between, you know, this life we have on earth and the life that we will have in eternity.
你怎么样子去那个，使这个今生更有价值呢？ 当然你是亲近神的，还是很重要的一点，你要告诉你的亲朋好友，让他们都来追求这个永生。So
how can we, you know, to make the most of our life on this earth? You know, of course, you know, it's we should think about the heavenly things. We should do our best. And to also share this message to our friends and family, to encourage them to pursue eternity.
弟兄姐妹们，我在这里鼓励自己，也鼓励大家。我们把用我们的余下的时间，尤其是对年纪老的人呢，70岁以后的人呢，那个今生实在是很短。 很短，我们应该有一个时间思想上帝，应该有时间把这个福音啊传出去，一定要把福音传出去。
So brothers and sisters, I'm here encouraging you, but also myself, and maybe even more in particular to those of us who are older in age, because we know that time is short. So we should make the most of every moment and to spread the gospel, to share the message, to spend time with God.
当我把这个永生传出去的时候啊，那个给我们的亲朋好友讲的时候啊，他们信主了，他们会非常非常的感恩，一生就会忘不了你。不但是他忘不了你，我们的主耶稣也纪念我们的工作，也会褒奖我们。
When we share the gospel and those who receive it and do believe, they will be very thankful and they will remember you for the rest of their lives. But not only so, Jesus will remember you for the work that you've done and will reward you accordingly.
弟兄姐妹，我们低头有个祷告，好不好？
Brothers and sisters, let us bow our heads in prayer.
刚才听到我这两节经节的心里有感动的，愿意就是说啊，常常给神思想，神常常把这个福音传给我们的周围，请你举一下手表示一下好不好。
Brothers and sisters,
我们也听
who have been touched by these two verses that have encouraged us to meditate more upon God and to share the gospel. And we just, you know, raise our hands.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹啊，当我们有这样子一个决定啊，啊，神看见了，神也知道，他会帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, when we have this desire, Lord God,Though our Lord, our God, you know, He recognizes it, He sees it, and He will help us.
好，那我现在那个给大家那个言归正题，我今天要讲的题目，这个题目好像从来没有讲过，讲禁食。你们早上都有没有吃过饭呢？我告诉大家，我告诉我自己啊，礼拜天早上是禁食最好的时候。
So today, actually, the topic that I want to share is one that I have not shared in the past, and it's about fasting. And so how many of you have eaten breakfast this morning? And in fact, you know, I believe that the best time for fasting is Sunday morning.
那个，因为礼拜天我们一起来教会，一起来聚会，一起来遇见神。神的恩典加倍，圣灵的工作也是加倍，对不对？
Because you know, Sunday we come together as a church to experience God, to come and seek God, and so when we do, you know, not only do we find God, but also the work of the Holy Spirit multiplies in our lives.
那个弟兄姐妹，你这个肠胃啊有毛病啊，最好就是说。慢慢的进食啊，不要把肠胃搞坏了。等一下你们来怪我了。
For those of you who may have digestive problems, you know, maybe for you to fast, you know, you should do it, you know, slowly.
一个人的身体啊是神的殿，我们要保护它，要自己，这个是保护我们自己，也是就是说有更长远的计划。
Because you know our bodies are the temple of God, so we should take care of it. Because when we do, you know, allows God to use us for future work.
那个说到那个禁食呢，我们看一看啊，从这里看看啊，这个我自己给他写了一个 definition: 脱离肉体，靠近圣灵。
So as with regards to fasting, I have a definition that I've come up with, which is to let go of the flesh and to draw near to the Holy Spirit.
这个脱离肉体就是脱离我们自己的老我，靠近这个圣灵，就是神，就是神的话，就是。
And so you know this letting go of the flesh is letting go, forsaking our old selves, our old nature, and instead relying and getting close to the Holy Spirit, which is also the Word of God.
那个我们来读那个耶利米书啊，十一章十一节，十一章十七节，这两节经节很重要的。
So let us look at two scriptures in Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 11, and also chapter 11, verse 17.
我们一起来读一读了，好，好不好？
Let us read it together.
所以耶和华说，只说我必使灾祸临到他们，是他们不能逃脱的。他们必向我哀求，我却不听。
好，读到这个地方，这个地方的时候，我们就看到啊，他这个啊，所以耶和华如此说，我必使灾祸临到他们。这个时候，人有没有希望再进食祷告了？没有希望了，神的时间到了，神的时间到了，神要执行他的审判啊！是他们不能逃脱，他们必向我哀求，我却不听，我不听他们的祷告。
So here it says, therefore, this is what the Lord says: I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Although they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. And so, pay attention here when it says that the Lord says, I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. You know, when this happens, you know, wouldn't many people want to fast and pray? But in this very moment, God will not listen because there will be no hope.
一个人的禁食祷告有一个 time frame. 你这个时间以内可以祷告，神悦纳，神帮助你。但是你这个 time frame 一过去的话，没有办法了。
So there is a time frame for us to pray and to fast.And when we do that during that time, God is pleased and God will listen and He will help. But if we miss that time frame, there is no hope.
那个，所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们要常常在一起啊，常常在一起。有时候要禁食祷告，有时候要交通，要把这些所有禁食的事情带到神面前来。
So brothers and sisters, we should often pray and fast.Together and to have fellowship and to, you know, bring things that we have to fast about before God.
那我现在要讲的呢，那个禁食祷告有什么好处啊？
So now I want to talk about, you know, what are the benefits of fasting and praying?
啊，我们再看下面的好不好？来，那个
原来十七节。
So let us read verse 17.
好，十七节也读，也好。原来
栽培你的万军之耶和华已经说，要降灾攻击你，是因以色列家和犹大家行恶，向巴力烧香，惹我发怒，是自作自受。
哦，我告诉大家啊，基督徒最重要的一件事情啊，这个归纳这两。这个地方一节经节的，一个就是说不能拜偶像，不能拜偶像，绝对不能拜偶像。第二个呢，你的行为呀、要符合圣经。当你禁食的时候，你这个行为做事情，这个当我们行为做事符合圣经啊，当我们不拜偶像，神要祝福的。那相反的，我们行恶又拜偶像，他们进了那个家。进了那个迦南地的话，他们拜偶像，所以神要审判的，所以神要审判的。所以基督徒有两个事情不能做，一个就是拜偶像，绝对要禁止；一个就是你的行为，做人的行为准则要根据圣经来做事情，不能够离开。
Okay, so this verse it says, "The Lord Almighty who planted you has decreed disaster for you."Because the house of Israel and the house of Judah have done evil and provoked me to anger by burning incense to Baal. So as a Christian, you know, what this verse is telling us is that there are two things that we're not supposed to do, especially when we're coming before God. And one, it is, you know, worshiping idols. And then the second thing is in our behavior and in our works and actions, you know, we have to be in alignment with God. So these are important things.Before we come and fast.
好，我们来看看那个禁食的好处，神的旨意，好不好？来。
So now let's look more into God's will for fasting.
再往下面看。
and what the benefits are.
啊，第一个，那第一个，啊，这里病得医治第一个是哪里？第一个是神的，啊，明白神的旨意，呀，这个进食的最大的一个好处呢，就是明白神的旨意。
So the first one is, the first benefit is that we will understand God's will.
那个圣经里面有一句话，我们也要记住啊，以弗所书。五章十七节，我们来看啊，五章十七节。
Let's turn to Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17.
我们一起来读好不好？来。
Let us read it together.
不要做糊涂人，要明白旨意如何。弟兄姐妹，这是保罗写给以弗所书。信里面写的，他说不要做糊涂人。这个我们有时候过日子啊，过了迷糊了，糊里糊涂了。哇，我是过，我常常大部分的时间都是糊里糊涂过日子。
Here it says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And this is Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus, in which he tells them not to be foolish.And oftentimes in our lives, you know, it's not good to live foolishly, but, you know, actually for many of us, we often do.
弟兄姐妹，我们既然是做了一个得救的基督徒啊，我们啊要知道神的旨意，在我们这个一生里面的旨意是什么。
But since, brothers and sisters, since we are Christians,let us understand, let us know what God's will is for our lives on this earth.
那个国内有一个圣徒余成华，这个人你们晓不晓得？余成华，他是一个地方教会里面是一个讲生命的弟兄。
So I don't know if you guys know.
余成华
，Brother Yu, and yeah, 余成华 and then.He often talks about in his church about
life.
Yeah,
那个很有意思啊。这一位弟兄呢，身体力行。他那个时候在杭州做那个眼科医生，做眼科医生呢，他就期又满了，有三个地方可以去。一个是大医院，叫他做那个很好的，职位很高，钱很多。对，另外一个呢，他就自己所在地的地方呢，给他 continue 这个他的合同。第三个地方呢，他自己出来。
This brother is actually an eye doctor. And at the time, early on, he had a choice.When he was in Hangzhou, like whether to, you know, work at a hospital, which he would get paid very well, with lots of money, or he could stay at where he was and continue his practice, or he could leave.
他 leave 做什么呢？他自己开一个小诊所，可以自由自在。
But what he decided to do was he decided to start his own clinic.
然后呢，那个他觉得这个很重要，他犹豫不决，他心里面想的那个大的那个医院里面，自己有 office， 自己有住所，有 nurse， 什么都有。
He felt like this was important work, but he also.
他另外呢，他也思想，他自己开一个小的诊所，把所有的时间 devote 到神的那个教会里面去。
So he was thinking about two different things, and one was, you know, whether, you know, he could be working at the hospital in which he would have, you know, all the staff, the nurses, and other people around, or he could spend time. Devoting his time to his own clinic and also spending time with God for the church.
他两个事情一直在他内心里面打仗，他就是有一天他决定了，我来禁食三天祷告。
He was not sure about what to do. He wrestled with this for many days. And one day he decided that he would.
哦，是一天一天。
He would fast and pray for one day.
他就到了晚上的时候，他一直祷告到晚上的时候，他终于决定，他两个地方都不去，一个就是大的医院里他不去，第二个呢，他也不 continue 他的 contract。但第三个呢，他想我要开一个小诊所，服务人民，而且呢，剩余的时间呢，我要传福音，交给神。
So actually, in this decision process, he spent this entire day fasting and praying, and at the end of the night, he decided not to continue at the place he was working, and he also decided not to go work at the big hospital. Instead, he decided that the best action would be to start his own clinic, and with the other time that he has, he would devote it to the church.
对，第二天早上的，刚刚醒来没有好久啊，一个弟兄跑来了，他说的，余弟兄啊，他说的，大医院不要去，那个，你也不要在现在这个工作，你要开一个小诊所。
And the interesting thing was the next morning, a brother came up to him in the morning and said, hey brother, it's not good for you to go to the hospital, and you shouldn't stay at your current workplace. Rather, God wants you to start your own clinic.
他心里面就很笃定，哎呀，神给我的印证，神给我的印证。他就这样子走上全时间的侍奉道路，给倪弟兄在上海，在杭州，在那一带开始教会。
And so it was a confirmation from God. And so afterwards, he did that, and he also spent time with another pastor, another brother, to build churches in various places in China.
那个，我们再看一节圣经好不好？约翰福音第七章十七节。我刚才就在下面，我回去。
So let's turn to another scripture as well, John chapter 7, verse 17.
来，我们一起来读，好吧？人若立志遵循他的旨意，就必晓得这教训
或是出于神，或是我凭着自己
说说的。好。
It says, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
弟兄姐妹，这些圣经啊，我们要记在心里面啊。我们有很多的时候啊，我们要寻找神的旨意啊。我们当我们寻找神的旨意的时候，我们可以禁食祷告。神，我相信他一定会给我们显现。
Brothers and sisters, this is a verse we need to remember and hold closely to our hearts. Because I truly believe, you know, when we do want to know what God's will is, we can fast and pray.
Yeah, 这个呢，前面一节也讲了啊，这个啊，明白神的旨意里面，他就讲《使徒行传》十三章二十九节，他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们做的工，啊，这个写得很清楚，啊，神有这个印证给我们，所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要做一个糊糊涂涂的人，啊，要做了一个清清楚楚知道神的工作，知道神的旨意，啊。
So just like in Acts, you know, the scripture talks about how the believers came together and they fasted and prayed.Before they decided to send Paul and Barnabas to go out to preach in a certain area. So brothers and sisters, you know, let us not live foolishly, but to actually know God's will.
好，我们再看第二处我们可以病得医治呀，我们看下去好不好？
The second one is that The second benefit here is that our sickness can be healed.
我们来一起来读来，至于我，当他们有病的时候，我便穿麻衣，进食，刻苦记心，我所求的都归于自己的怀中。这是诗篇三十五篇里面的啊。我们再看，再看一节圣经好不好？那个马太福音六章十六节、十八节。
So this verse in Psalm says, "Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting, when my prayers returned to me unanswered." And then let's also look, turn to Matthew chapter
6, verse 16 and 18. 脸上带着愁容，因为他们的
脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是心慈。
我是在告诉你，
他们已经得了他们的
赏
赐。
啊，那个好，这个十七、十八节也可以。哎，是的，
吃
的时候要梳头洗脸，
不叫人看出你进食来。只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
好，这里尤其是这个十七节，你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，哎呀，然后不要给人家看错，你是在进食。
So here it says, when you fast, do not look somber as hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting.I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
弟兄姐妹，我讲到这里的时候啊，我讲到这里的时候啊，基督徒有三件事情你不能给人家讲的，是什么三件事情啊？进食、施舍，师母讲得很好。还有一个呢，还有一个祷告。呀，一个人奉献的时候，你不要大摇大摆啊！我奉献了好多好多，呀，都不能讲的。这个神要报答你。一个是祷告，你祷告，你就是给神祷告，你给神听。啊，不要看着每一个人说我祷告了，我祷告了，我为你祷告，干什么？你要清清楚楚的把人的问题带到神面前去祷告。第三个就是禁食，你那个禁食也不可大张旗鼓的告诉人我禁食哦，我还有几天哦，都不能讲。你给人家看着你禁食，哎，你这个人好熟灵啊，你就得到报答了吗？对不对？人的奖赏哪？你要人的奖赏，还要神的奖赏？神的奖赏比人的奖赏好多了嘛，对不对？你病得医治了，你一个人进食祷告，为你自己的病祷告，神会医治你的，神会医治。尤其是这个弟兄姐妹啊，尤其我最近看的一些书啊。血糖过高的人，有血糖过高的人，你要常常进食祷告。你的问题就是吃了太好了，是不是？不，我们要好好的进食祷告。他这里讲的很好，他说的啊，最后一节，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你，好不好？
Alright, so brothers and sisters, there are three things as believers that we should be, you know, quiet about and not to boast to other people about. And the three things are our offerings to God, our prayers before God, and when we fast. We don't need to boast about any of these things to others because what we want is the reward that comes from the Heavenly Father and not the approval of men and their praise. And so here it says it really well in the last verse, that, you know, when our Father who is unseen sees what you've done in secret, he will reward you.
好，我们看那个第三点呢，我们看看那个第三点，赶鬼。
The third point here is being able to cast out demons.
这个我要讲一个真实的故事啊 ，Believe or not， 是我亲眼看到的。
So I'm going to tell you a true story. You can believe it or not, but I saw this in person with my very eyes.
在那个90年代的啊中期那个时候，1990年代大概是94、95年那个时候。
So in the mid 1990s, around 1994 and 95.
我那天呢，去那个爱修园，去那个学习去。
So I was going to
Agape Renewal Center.
Okay, I was going to the Agape Renewal Center.
那天呢，刚好有一个聚会。
And that day, there happened to be a conference.
那个时候来了一个很熟灵的牧师。
And that day, there came a pastor who was, you know, very spiritual.
那个聚会的时候，聚会去了一半的时候，他说你们这里有一个姐妹，她就祖宗三代以前的那个祖母啊，还是曾祖母啊，在那里面有一个邪灵。
And so halfway through this meeting, the pastor, he stopped and said, among you there is a sister here who has an evil spirit that comes from your ancestor, your great-great-grandmother.
大家听到了就吃了一惊啊，然后呢，他马上宣告，这个人名字叫做 Carol 还是什么名字，他把名字都叫出来了。
And this pastor, you know, everyone was shocked, but he called out even her name, and I think her name was Carol, but he said it exactly.
那个姐妹不好意思，只好这个低了个头，是有这个事情，都从台下。她是个中国人，那个牧师是个老美，她就跑到上面来了。
And so the sister got up, and you know, she was a little embarrassed by this, but she was a Chinese. She was Chinese, and actually the pastor was American. But she walked up to the stage.
大家一看到这个情形，也吃惊啊！大家心一火热的，我们一起来赶鬼，来赶鬼。
And so everyone who was there, they were like, you know, kind of shocked and a little surprised when they were all trying to think of like.You know, ways to cast out the demon.
将近一个多钟头啊，那个老美牧师说鬼没有赶出去。
And so everyone was, you know, trying to cast out the demon, the evil spirit for like over an hour. But at the end of that, the pastor was saying no, the spirit's still there.
那个吃午饭的时间到了。
And by that time, it was lunchtime.
那个然后那个弟兄姐妹提，他说我们进食来祷告，然后到那个楼下去，那个楼，他那个地下室旁边有一个很大的广场，可以大家就围起来祷告，进食祷告。
One of the brothers suggested that they fast and pray, and so there was actually a place.Where everyone would be able to gather around to do that.
那个我也好奇心也跑了去了，跟他们一起去祷告去。但是我在外面站得很远一点。
And so I was kind of curious too. So I also went down there and to pray, but I was, you know, standing kind of afar.
那个说那个牧师讲，小孩子不要过来，小孩子不要过来，小孩子不要过来。就是 baby 小孩子都 excluded， 都 excluded。
And the pastor, you know, at that time, told everyone that the children should not be there, and the babies and toddlers should not be there either.
Why? 为什么
？And why?
不是软弱，乃是这个灵啊， 这个就说不定会走过去啊，我跟你讲啊，对他的小孩子没有啊。结果我们祷告，祷告了大概有一二十分钟。
So the reason is because, you know, that evil spirit might just actually go towards the children. And so, you know, we were fasting and we were praying for about 10 to 20 minutes.
这个鬼一直没有赶出来啊。
And the spirit was not able to be cast out.
哎，这个时候很有意思，郭美江牧师也在。
And actually interesting at that time,
Monica.
Pastor Monica Guo was also there.
他到外面看到我了，我也看看他，他也看看我。
She was there, and you know, she saw me, and I also saw her.
他后来看到，哎呀，他说的，杜弟兄啊，鬼出来了，鬼出来了，这里咕隆咕隆跑走了。他说我看到了，那我就跟这些人讲，他也跟这些人讲了。那个姐妹在那里，她也晓得鬼赶出来了，是真的故事。
And at that moment, actually, she told me, "Say, hey, brother, the spirit actually was cast out. It was running out right over here. I saw it. And then the sister who was being prayed for also realized that spirit was cast out as well."
我相信啊，这个很多的鬼啊。在那个啊，马可福音第九章那个地方，九章二十八节、二十九节，我们来看一看。
So I believe a lot of the evil spirits are just like the same scenario in Mark chapter 9, verse 28 and 29.
你看，我们一起读好不好？
耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说。我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说，非用祷告，这一类的鬼从中能出来。
这个 here says, after Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer."
所以有一种鬼呀、啊，是很难缠的，你祷告没有有时候没有办法的，一定要去进食。那这次刚好呢，风云际会，这些很多那个传道人啊，通通在一起，在这个时候祷告，鬼出去了，进食祷告。
So there are some demons that you know it's not easy. They're not easy to cast out simply just by prayer. In fact, there's also prayer and fasting. And so in that.Conference, you know, so many of us were there, pastors and preachers, we were all there together fasting and praying, and so that evil spirit was cast out.
这个我们再看那个啊第四点来，我们第四点给他啊上去啊，那个教会和城市的复兴啊，教会和城市的复兴，弟兄姐妹。我们要教会要注重祷告，不但要注重祷告，而且要注重进食，不停的祷告，不停的进食祷告，这个教会会翻转，会翻转过来。
The fourth thing here is that it brings revival to the church, to the city and the country that you live in, and so it is important for our churches.To emphasize prayer and fasting, you know, continuous prayer, continuous fasting and prayer.
那个我们来看看啊，那个啊，约拿书那个三章四到九节。
Let's turn to Jonah.
Jonah.
Chapter.
Chapter 3, verse 4 to 9. 好，我们一起来读来。约拿进城走了一日，宣告说：“再等四十年，尼尼微必起伏了。”
因为神选先把信使这大把这小的都抓住了，
这消息
传到尼尼微的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下衣服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。他又使人听告尼尼微通城说，黄河大臣有令，人不可尝什么生气，牛羊不可吃草，也不可饮水，人与生气都披上麻布，人要切切求告神，各人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃城中的强暴，或者神
转意不回，不发烈怒，使我们不
至灭亡，未可知。好，我们就读到这里。我们看到呢，一个教会的复兴是进食，一个国家的复兴转换过来也是进食。所以这个进食呢是很重要的，很重要的一点。
So here, you know, basically in Jonah talks about how God told Jonah to tell people in Nineveh that God's going to destroy their city, their country. And then when that news arrived, the king declared to the entire people to fast and pray and to, you know, basically forsake their evil ways and to plead to God for mercy and compassion. And so what this verse tells us is that for a church to have revival, it involves fasting, but also for when we want a revival in our nation, it also requires fasting.
弟兄姐妹们，我想问一个问题哈，台湾什么时候有一个福音大复兴啊？在以前，你们记不记得
？Brothers and sisters, I want to ask, do you know when Taiwan had a great revival as well?
这个时候呢，就是在1949年以后，从国内上海有两个教会迁徙到台湾，一个就是什么？一个就是灵粮堂，是那个台湾，是从上海到台湾去的。第二个教会是什么？弥陀僧的地方教会。他们在台湾有一个福灵的属灵的大复兴，那个时候我在读小学，我那个时候被他们抓到了，所以我记住，他在火车上，在汽车上，你们要信耶稣啊，你们都是罪人呐，嗨，你们要悔改呀、啊，在车子上啊，汽车、火车上啊，或者街头，后来敲锣打鼓那样子。那我有一天我就跟小学的同学我说，我们要做个好人，我们要去教会。结果走路走路走了一半呢，碰到一个聚会所的人，他一看到我们两个啊，看到我一个另外一个黄牛了没有去，他就把我抓到教会聚会所去了。
So actually, this happened just after 1949 in Taiwan. There were two churches that moved over from Shanghai to Taiwan. There was the
Church of Bread and Life.
The Church of Bread and Life, and then also
and the local church.
And another local church.
Yeah.
And actually, it was during that time, I was in elementary school, and I was one of those who were, who got recruited in a way. And because one of the sisters there, she was on the bus, she was on the train, and they would just start preaching and telling people that we were sinners and that we needed to come to God. And so at that time, I told one of my classmates, one of my friends, that we should be good people and go to church. And then, you know, so then that day later, I ended up going to one of the meetings.
那个街上的那个人呢，是什么？写的我是个罪人，蒙主恩。他看到我了，就把我抓到教会里面去了。我就这样子， 后来一步一步这样子信耶稣了。
And you know, it was from that process when I met that person on the street and they led me to church. It was, you know, from then on, it was just a step by step journey.
台湾现在那个到现在目前为止最大的教会是哪一个教会？不是这样，最大的教会是长老教会。
Up to now, current day, the largest church in Taiwan is the Presbyterian Church.
那个五年以前的统计，因为我有一个很要好的一个弟兄，他在基督书院做事情。
This was a statistic from the census about 5 years ago.
那个他告诉我啊，他说灵粮堂兴起了，那个时候四五年以前兴起了263个教会。
At that time, 4 to 5 years ago, the Bread of Life Church built 263 churches.
Yeah, 他们有将近有10万个信徒在台湾。
And they have about 100,000 believers in those congregations.
那个地方教会有多少？你晓不晓得？地方教会布满了整个岛屿，然后呢？他的会众呢，比林亮堂还多，有150,000，这是五年以前的记录。
And at the same time, 5 years ago, the local church, had a hundred fifty. Yeah, I know how many churches. Okay, they also had many churches, and they had more people actually.They had 150,000.
他们的统计数字啊，那个你看起来教会都是一个几条街怎么有一个教会，几条街里面就有一个教会，他们叫小牌教会。
For this local church, they actually had a you know many of their churches were.On many streets.
所以那个这两个教会里面的人数加起来呢，比那个长老会的教会的人多多了。
When you actually count all of those small churches all around, actually there are more people in those churches than the Presbyterian Church.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个。很可喜的事情，我们要常常祷告，常常进食，使这个教会啊，不知不觉中啊，长大起来，啊，不光是人多，但是生命也有那个更晋升。
So brothers and sisters, this is something that we should work towards.That we should fast and pray, and so through that the church will grow, but not only so in numbers, but that our lives will be enriched as well.
那个时候我读小学五年级的时候，我还记得五年级的时候，那个教会里面那个 local church 发动那个什么，发动禁食祷告。
And I remember this. This very clearly when I was in fifth grade in elementary school in the church that I was at they asked people to fast and pray.
他们 fast and pray 很有意思，他们不光是那个就是说把买菜的钱省下来了，这个买菜的钱捐给教会了，去传福音去了，所以那个教会成长的就是说那个时间呢非常的快速。
And so it was very interesting how it was done, because at that time the people in the church, not only did they save the money instead of buying food, they gave the money to the church and spent the time to spread the gospel. And through that, the church grew really rapidly.
那个弟兄姐妹，我们要基督徒要常常的，最好的能够定一个时间啊，你节食一餐来为这个教会来祷告，为神的国度来祷告。
And so, brothers and sisters, we should dedicate and schedule a time to fast during the week, to fast and pray for the church and for the kingdom of God.
我们最后来看一节圣经，好不好？约拿书四章，约拿书四章八节十一节。
So let's turn to
Jonah
chapter 4, verse
8 and 11. 来，我们一起来读好不好？日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头晒得他的头，使他发昏。他就自己求死，说：“我死了，比活着好。”神对他说：“你对这棵蓖麻发怒，合乎理吗？”他说：“我
发怒，以至于死，合乎理。”耶和华说：“这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜。”何况这泥泞为大臣，其中不能分辨左右手，左右手的有十万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
那个约拿是一个很好的大先知啊，很属灵的，他的生命有没有改变呢？他把那个泥泞为城翻转过来，但是他的生命没有改变，对不对？对不对？所以我们那个信耶稣啊，进食祷告，有时候要为我们自己祷告。哎 ，Go on.
Okay. So here, you know, in Jonah, you see that, you know, he was a great prophet. In fact, you know, he was so great that, you know, this whole city turned around and turned to God. But the problem was that even though this happened, his own personal life did not change. And so that's a reminder for us, you know, when we fast and pray, it's not just for the people around us, the country, but it's also about our own personal life.
好不好？好，我们大家 keep in mind, 记在心里，那个进食的时候，为自己的病，为自己的行为，为自己也祷告，好不好？
So,
这个生命的改变是最重要的。
Yeah, so let us remember this when we're fasting and praying to keep in mind to also pray for our own sicknesses, our illnesses, our weaknesses, and our own actions because life change is the most important thing.
我们低头有个祷告。
So let's bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们真谢谢你，让我们早上有那么好的一个时光，我们弟兄姐妹能够聚在一起，能够一起有分享，一起有祷告。主耶稣，你知道我们每一个人的光景，主耶稣，愿你的怜悯恩典行在我们每一个弟兄身上，每一个人能够常常的来到你的面前祷告，甚至于有一个进食的祷告。主耶稣，我们愿意你有更多的 mercy and grace 在这个教会里面彰显出来。主耶稣，我们需要你，我们需要你的恩典，我们需要你的怜悯。主耶稣，我们需要你大能的膀臂托住我们每一个人，为你国度，为你荣耀的缘故。主耶稣，主耶稣，你起来做奇妙的工作，改变人心的工作，改变生命的工作，在我们弟兄姐妹中彰显出来，不把你的福音也同时也传扬出去。 让我们在你恩典里面度日子。主耶稣，因为永生比现在更长更远，愿你的荣耀向我们每一个弟兄、每一个姐妹、每一个家彰显出来。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。好，谢谢大家。啊，这个诗歌，我要不要去印？去印一下啊？以后没有。
看一下是什么名字？
你是下一次还是？我们来唱一首186首颂赞诗。